This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The Olympic torch is in San Francisco today. It's the only U.S. stop on its 85,000-mile trip to Beijing for the Summer Games. So far, it's been a bumpy ride for the torch.
Earlier this week in Paris, protesters managed to extinguish it as part of a demonstration against China's human rights record. Last night in San Francisco, thousands of people turned out to hear Archbishop Desmond Tutu and actor Richard Gere speak in support for freedom in Tibet.
And just today, President Bush urged China to open a dialogue with exiled Tibetan leader, the Dalai Lama. We're joined now by NPR's Richard Gonzalez. He's on the torch trail in San Francisco. Richard, following the troubles in Paris, what extra security does San Francisco have in place?
Well, Alex, as far as security is concerned, there's two things we can tell you about. One, as one local scribe put it, there is a virtual cocoon of cops who will be surrounding the 80 or so torchbearers. There will be a layer of cops who are jogging. There will be another layer of police officers who will be on bicycles, and yet another layer of police officers who are on motorcycles. There will be about 700 San Francisco police officers. They will be supplemented by California Highway Patrol, as well as officials from the State Department and the FBI. The second thing is that we don't really know the actual route of the torch relay. There's a planned route has been published by Mayor Gavin Newsom, but he says it could change at any minute. So they are using uncertainty as a tool for security today.
And what exactly do these protesters want? Do they want the U.S. to withdraw from the opening ceremonies, or are they doing this to draw attention to China's human rights records in Tibet and other countries?
Well, we have people who have a variety of complaints against the Beijing government. We have Tibetan exiles who are trying to draw attention to China's suppression of civil liberties in Tibet. You have activists who are denouncing Chinese support for what they call Sudan's genocidal campaign in Darfur. You have Burmese monks and their supporters who are trying to draw attention to China's support for the military regime in Burma. There's a wide variety of people who have a complaint, and they're all bringing it to the streets of San Francisco today.
And I hear among that mix are nudists calling for the Olympic Games to be held in their original naked fashion. But let's get back to the political protesters. San Francisco has a large Asian community. Who are these demonstrators? Are they Chinese or Tibetan expats?
I would say that they're largely Tibetan exiles and their American supporters.
And what does the larger Chinese American community there in the Bay Area make of all these protests?
Well, there's a widespread feeling in the Chinese-American community that they have been offended, that the protests have been unfocused, and they feel as though the Chinese people are being criticized. Nearby, from where I'm standing, there are several hundred Chinese-Americans from all over the state. They're carrying Chinese flags as well as stars and stripes, and they are showing their support for the Olympic Games and the torch. Or let's hear from a young man we just spoke with. His name is Yu Chen, and he's a software engineer from San Jose.
People can protest anytime they want. But my personal opinion is they should separate the games and the politics. We don't use this as some venue to divide people.
Richard, I'd like to ask you, there was a poll out yesterday from Zogby, and according to this poll, 70% of U.S. voters think that it's wrong to let China host the Olympics. Interestingly, the same percentage say that a boycott wouldn't necessarily change China's human rights policies. What are you hearing from people that you've talked to along the torch route?
People on the street today are partisans, but I don't get the sense that most people think that being for human rights means that you're necessarily against the games or have to protest the torch.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.